Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson, and as always, we're broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites in Sandy Springs, Georgia. Make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X, and you can follow the program as well at Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio, and look for us on Facebook also. Now let's introduce today's guest. His name is Dave Norton. He is creator of In Context Now, a conference in Atlanta coming up June 2nd and June 3rd, and many other things. Good afternoon, Dave.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
What a pleasure it is to talk to you. Thank you for sending the book our way. He is the author also of Digital Context 2.0. He is also the founder and principal of Stone Mantle and helps businesses brand themselves and create meaningful brand experiences. But tell us about this In Context Now conference coming up in Atlanta, June 2nd and June 3rd.
Yeah, so this is a great opportunity. We're very excited to be hosting this year's conference at Coca-Cola headquarters. We will be sharing 3 years of research on the Internet of Things and consumer decision-making. We've got a great group of companies that are going to be participating, Marriott, hotels, and Hallmark, and just a wonderful group of speakers that are going to be coming in and talking about where digital is headed, where the Internet of Things is headed, and how it's going to affect marketers and business decision makers and so forth. Great event.
All right. And tell our listeners how they can kind of get more information or get tickets to the event. Is this for individuals or companies to send some of their members to?
It is for anyone who is focused on marketing and on consumer research. So we anticipate a group of about 60 to 70 people. It's a small, intimate type of an event, and it's going to be a group of very smart people working alongside of each other for about a day and a half.
That's right. 2 days, June 2nd, June 3rd. Go to incontextnow.com for your tickets or connect with them on Twitter at incontextnow to stay up to date in real time on the latest and the greatest. And so in your book, Digital Context 2.0, you write about when a watch is not a watch. What does that mean?
So this, I mentioned a little bit about the research that we've been conducting over the last few years in a group called the Digital Consumer Collaborative. One of the things that we realized is that when something becomes smart, think about, you know, your watch becoming smart or your phone becoming smart. As soon as that thing becomes smart, it does the thing that you originally hired it to do, but it does so much more. And we've gotten used to the fact that a smartphone is anything but a phone, right? I mean, my daughter told me the other day that her phone was broken, and I said, can you still make a call? And she said, yeah, but I mean, I can't text. I can't use the apps. I can't do anything. And that's the kind of thing that we would expect. As more technologies become smart, you will see that they do things that go far beyond what they were originally hired to do. I don't know if you've seen any of the ads for the new Samsung refrigerators that are out.
Yes, just recently saw those.
You can actually view what's inside your refrigerator from your smartphone or whatever. As soon as refrigerators or razors begin to become smart, they collect data, they become part of an overall ecosystem, and they begin to do things that go well beyond just keeping your food fresh and ready to prepare. And that's what we mean by a watch is not a watch. It's so much more. It accomplishes so much more.
Absolutely. Technology is evolving day in and day out, and you've got to stay up to date and implement that for your business brand, your consumers that use your product, so you can integrate that. The Internet of Things, we hear that all the time in the studio. I would like to ask you, from your perspective, is this technology driving the demand on the consumer side, or are consumers really asking for these products? Which, in your opinion, which one is it?
So it's a little of both, right? I think that consumers are beginning to be aware of what the potential is from the Internet of Things. I would consider wearables to be part of the Internet of Things. I would consider, your Amazon Echo to be a part of the Internet of Things, your car that's becoming smarter. And consumers are realizing that, hey, I really like the access. I like how the product anticipates for me things that I would normally have to do on my own. So that's driving it to some degree. Of course, companies are also driving it because they begin to realize the potential value that they can create in people's lives when they turn what is essentially a dumb thing into a smart thing.
Yeah.
So I think that we're still very much in the beginning stages of the evolution of the Internet of Things. It hasn't hit all businesses yet. It hasn't affected all consumer products yet, but you're going to see over the next 2 years a rapid increase in the number of things that are out there that are basically going to go from dumb to smart.
That's right. And who would have thought your refrigerator would be the first to market later this year? You can incorporate a smart refrigerator into your home. And you can learn about all of this and more at the In Context Now, coming up June 2nd and June 3rd. There's going to be speakers there. There's going to be educational sessions. Can you speak a little bit about who will be presenting at this year's In Context Now?
Sure. We will have some great speakers for this year at In Context Now. We've got a gentleman from Google who's going to be talking about data analytics and sharing some of the things that Google is planning on doing in terms of the Internet of Things. A guy by the name of Lewis Gray, Steve Whittington from Disney ABC Television Group, we'll be talking about digital and data. Kevin Bishop from IBM, Mary Putman from Hallmark Cards, got people from Marriott, we've got people from just a wide range of different companies. Of course, we'll have quite a bit of representation from Coca-Cola as well, and from the financial category, from Fifth Third Bank. It's just, these are all individuals who have been studying the Internet of Things, where technology is headed, many of whom have also been working alongside of each other as they try to help their companies to be prepared for the next wave of technology change.
That's right. As soon as the Internet of Things consumes us and our households and our business environments, there'll be a new wave of technologies. What do you think is on the horizon for businesses and consumers alike when it comes to technology?
Well, I think where we're headed in the next 6 to 8 months is to see a lot more in terms of voice-activated personal assistants. People got off to kind of a rough start with Siri, with Google's voice-activated service as well, but you've seen some rapid growth and change in voice-activated assistants, and you're going to see products like Amazon Echo, like Google Home, and like Apple's secrets, product that's going to try to control your home. It's going to manage all kinds of different things for you. Our family just bought Amazon Echo, and we call Alexa, Amazon's voice-activated service, my youngest son's girlfriend, because she's constantly talking to Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play this song for me. Hey, Alexa, play this, do this for me. And that's what you're going to see a lot of in the next 6 to 8 months, that shift. And then it's just going to kind of keep going from there. Wearables are going to become more connected be able to share information more effectively. Then you're going to see more smart appliances that are going to come in line. And of course, smart cars are doing all kinds of new things. And your next purchase is likely to be of a smart car. So lots and lots of great new changes that are going to occur for households over the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, there you heard it, folks. Voice activated products are going to be the next wave, according to Dave Norton, founder of Stone Mantle and author of Digital Context 2.0, which you can find on Amazon and get that. It's seven lessons in business strategy, consumer behavior, and the Internet of Things. That's not going away. You know, it is here, and so technology as well. So make sure you adapt it into your business strategy, whatever that may be. And another topic we talk about all the time, it doesn't matter what your industry is. Technology has a way to improve it, enhance it, and drive the value of your product or service. And so from your perspective as well, do you think technology has a play in just about all the industries across the board? Dave?
I apologize. Say that last part again.
I was just wondering about technology and the different industries it affects, not just, you know, those known sectors. So from your perspective, how do you see that affecting small businesses?
Well, I think that one of the industries that is most going to benefit from the growth of new technologies is the health and wellness industry. I'm very excited about, the way that the consumers are embracing Fitbits and other types of biometric devices that are designed to help them live happier and freer lives. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to find that the entire healthcare industry begins to shift toward more consumer-driven, more patient-driven type of business model, where you're able to have much more control over your personal information. You have a better sense for your own health and well-being. That's one of the industries that's got to change. And of course, it's a highly regulated industry, the highly regulated world, and the regulations are going to have some difficulty keeping up with the changes that are going to occur, because pretty soon, your companies like MyFitnessPal and so forth are going to know more about a person's health and well-being than the doctor is. I mean, think about that. That's a huge shift that's going to occur.
Absolutely. Very well said and certainly well put and understood as our consumers grow out there incorporating the technology into their health and wellness lifestyle. You can learn about that and more at In Context Now conference coming up June 2nd and June 3rd at Coca-Cola headquarters, the conference of the Internet of Things for marketers, business strategists, and research leaders. It's all founded by Dave Norton, and he's joined us here today on Atlanta Business Radio, all the way from Colorado. So we look forward to maybe seeing you here in town on June 2nd and 3rd. When are you coming back to Atlanta to get ramped up for this commercial or conference?
Well, you know, I love Atlanta. We spend a lot of time in Atlanta. I've got lots of friends and clients that are there, and I've been going to Atlanta since I was just a little boy. I try to get into to the city at least once a month to visit with clients and to connect with family. We've got lots of family that's in the area as well.
Well, great. Well, next time you're in town, come visit us in the studio and talk to us at length about all of the good insight you shared here today. Thank you so much, Dave Norton, for joining us here on Atlanta Business Radio. We look forward to the conference coming up June 2nd and June 3rd. And thank you, listeners, for joining us today. We'll be back for more next time on Atlanta Business Radio.